Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Talk to us a little bit about your own music. As you write music, first of all, maybe what's one of your favorite songs you've written? One or two of your favorite songs that you've written?
Well, for several reasons, I'm Not Who I Was is one of my, if not the favorite song I've ever written. And part of it is because of why it was written.
Okay.
It was just an act of forgiveness. And I didn't have a record deal or a publishing deal at the time.
Sure.
So there really was no motivation.
Right.
Other than I need to forgive somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And ask for forgiveness myself. And so that song ended up becoming my first big hit, my first number one, and it paved the way for everything else for me.
So let me ask you just about that. I was thinking about this as you answered that. You're a fairly introverted sort of guy, right? I
mean, yeah.
That's who you are. That's a pretty vulnerable place to be for you to kind of tell your story, and a story of you grappling with issues in your own heart and sin, and then for you to sort of put that on stage for the whole world. How does that affect you as you're sort of vulnerable on a massive stage for all these people to sort of walk through your experience with you?
I'll be honest, I did not want that song to go on the first record.
Is that right?
Yeah. It was just a song that I wrote for myself. So I wrote it out of therapy.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my producer put this pot beat to it, you know, and I thought, man, that's kind of cool.
You know? I like that.
So I thought, you know, maybe people do need to hear this song, but I also was really protective of the person that the song is written about.
Sure.
Because they didn't know that there was a song about them on the radio.
Yeah.
I have since reconnected with that person, and I'll tell you, it was my stepmom, my first stepmom. My dad's been remarried several times.
Sure.
So my stepmom and he divorced after about 6 or 7 years of marriage. And then 15 years went by and I didn't see her again. And there was just something in my heart that I needed to get off my chest. So I wrote that song and it reached her.
Yeah.
She's now a believer and
that's awesome.
Loves Christian music. Did not know that was me, and definitely didn't know that song was written about her.
That's an interesting moment.
So, yeah. So,
man.
Yeah. I don't mind as much now being vulnerable, but at first, it was horrifying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Naked on stage, sort of, you know, I mean, it's got to be difficult. But here's what I love about that. So, you know, I've been a pastor for a lot of years. I call it the plastic pastor syndrome, right? We comb our hair the right way. We behave a certain way. And I feel like a lot of people who are on a platform, on a stage, feel like they have to behave a certain way, perform a certain way. But I found that God uses vulnerability in powerful ways to draw people into relationship with Him. I'm thankful that you're kind of willing to allow yourself to be on display in that way. How have you seen, beyond just the personal story with your stepmom now in your own life, how have you seen your music intersect with people's lives and help transform their lives, you know, point them to the gospel, point them to Christ?
Well, I get to meet a lot of people after shows.
Yeah.
And I hear lots of stories that way. And it's always hard because you've got a line of people and you're trying to get through the line.
Right.
And it's hard to just pause in some of those stories. So what I have found is that, and honestly, my wife has helped a lot with this, is that people love to go on Facebook and tell you what your song has done for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So that has been a great motivation for me.
Sure.
It can't be your only motivation, or then you're in trouble. But it is a big motivation for me these days to hear stories about what songs are doing in people's lives. And I remember one time meeting a gentleman at a show who he said, I was in rehab for an addiction that I could not kick, and I was in rehab for a while. It was in the middle of nowhere in the mountains in either New York or New Jersey, and he said there were no real radio stations in range except for a Christian music station. And he said, I didn't listen to Christian music, but I needed to hear music. Mm-hmm. And so the only thing that really came in was Christian music. And he said, I heard your song, I'm Not Who I Was. And that song became a breakthrough moment for me.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.